This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
We're about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case loving you.
All right, guys, we're back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DrDahlia. 1-877-DOCDALI. So glad you guys could join us. And again, we're taking your calls, your questions, your comments at 1-877-DOCDALI. 1-877-DOCDALI. So we might be having some good news coming our way in terms of Russia might be withdrawing from areas of Kyiv. It looks like they want to concentrate more on the southeast, the area around the Black Sea. And so there might be a little bit of some movement and some withdrawal. We don't want this at all to continue. We don't want Russia to win and for Ukraine to be able to hold them back and not let them overthrow the government or take their capital. I think that's fantastic. That's huge. It's probably some of the first good news we've had in about 32-33 days. So hopefully and praying that the momentum grows. But a problem we have is, especially with this war, is too much news. And I'm afraid, and I told you guys this early on, I could be very, very careful about what you hear coming out, you know, of any of these news outlets, because the situation we have now that we didn't have during World War II or previous wars is too many journalists, too many news sources. Everybody's a journalist these days. And so you hear very filtered, very cropped statements from certain governments. Then you get raw footage from people there, Ukrainians, and you're trying to put the two together, and there's a disconnect. And then on top of all that, you also wonder what's getting censored, what's not coming through. And so the problem we have, and the reason why many of you are like, so what's going on? Wait, are they killing people? Are they not killing people? You know, did people survive the bombing? Did they not? We thought that with this war, which should have never started, that we were going to get much more information day to day, hour to hour, minute to minute updates. Because then what we saw with World War II. World War II, you just had to wait for somebody who survived and witnessed it to, you know, come across and give us a statement. And you know how that happened. If, you know, nobody survived, or, you know, it either was propaganda or it was somebody saying, look, let's just say this. Okay, they're moving in, they're hitting this flank, there's been multiple casualties. And there weren't a lot of details. Now we have the issue of too many details. And we're starting to get conflicting news. And then you throw on top of that, people don't trust what the government says. You know, what narrative is being pushed? And I really feared early on in this fight that the narrative of Ukraine's pushing back, Ukraine's pushing back, Ukraine's winning, Ukraine's got this, was going to start to cause a complacency. They got this, they're good. You know, they don't need our help. And I even heard that from people. They go, oh, Ukraine's got this. Russia's going to be out in a few days. And I'm like, no, be careful of what you're listening to. You know, because the accounts I'm hearing, some of the direct accounts are, this isn't good. So the same news day, the same 24 hours where we heard that Russia's being pushed back, Ukraine's making huge gains, there's a turn of the war, we're also hearing that there's expulsions of multiple embassy members throughout the world. There's mass evacuations. There's corridors cutting off supplies to Ukrainians, and that, you know, we're seeing mass casualties. What is it? You know, is the problem, and I'm not saying that everybody's sinister, and I'm not saying that everything is, you know, being, a journalistic manipulation, but I think the problem we have is there's just too much news. And when we don't have news, when we don't have facts, they get filled in. So, you know how your mind, we spoke about this, you know how your mind with memory fills in the gaps? The reason why your memories aren't exact is because your brain fills in the gaps to tell that story. So that's why, you know, you might fight with your spouse going, no, you said this. And you're like, I never said that. That's not even my verbiage. And you're like, no, I remember you said this. No, what happened is there might have been some key words and your brain filled it in. You might be right. The meaning might still be there. But we fill in the gaps. So when you have news and you have news cycles, if you watch what journalists are doing, and I watch all the networks, they have to fill in the gaps. So what do? So they have this one, okay, well, this is what we're telling everybody. But then, okay, well, these are some accounts from Ukrainian parliament, or here's some accounts from some Ukrainians that are there, or some that are in bunkers. Some are, and you see a disconnect. So when you speak to the Ukrainians, they're like, we need help. This is bad. We need help. We can't wait for all this. On the flip side, you hear, man, look at the gentle touch Biden has, and look at how these world leaders are starting to help turn the tide. And so what a concern I have is we might be getting too much news. And who do we trust? I trust the Ukrainians. I trust that whoever is there. But keep in mind, their angle of their camera is that kind of cone-shaped sector. They might not be able to see around the building. They may not be able to see, you know, on the other side of the country. And so you need in journalism somebody that takes all those pieces apolitically, objectively, and then creates the picture, but says it as such. Show the dots of all the pictures and all the reports and say, look, this is what we're seeing. This, you know, remember I told you I had a patient and I'd asked him about the San Francisco fire. There was a horrible San Francisco fire. He said, you realize it was the same building? That the media just kept showing the same building from different angles? So, we do have a too much news problem. And I really commend any network that actually lays it out as objectively as they can. 1-877-DOCTOR-LA.
Hey guys, gals, Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have just become single and it's been years since you've dated? Well, you need to be careful out there as there's a lot of pitfalls and scams. But there's also true love. So I recommend reading our Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. We'll give you the scoop on scammers, STDs, and what makes the best first date. Go to my website at drdahlia.com and click on the Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. That's drdahlia.com. Hey guys, Dr. Dahlia here. We love our drivers out there, and many of you are in need of renewing your CDL. Well, if you're in Southern Nevada, we've got the place for you. Your DOT physical can be done by calling 702-562-8800 and mention this ad. You'll get a discount. Easy, convenient hours to get you back on the road. So for your CDL DOT physical, call 702-562-8800 and drive safe.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally, and it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free, 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now. For prices so low, we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go and pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100, Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. ShopSuperT.com.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nanocolloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCADALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Jason, our producer. And big thanks to you all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. So, the COVID strain Omicron BA2, which is the baby Omicron or stealth Omicron, is now the dominant strain of COVID-19 in the United States. They say 54.9% of all new COVID-19 infections as of last week were caused by stealth or baby Omicron. I call it baby Omicron because we had daddy Omicron, and then now we got the little variants. I call it the little baby. I don't know why they call it stealth. I think they do that because they think it's more infectious, and they thought that word, that term was a little bit more headliney, but I don't like that kind of stuff in journalism. All right? It's an offshoot of Omicron, so I call it baby Omicron. All right? Little baby. That's how I do. All right? Our case numbers are still manageable. Meanwhile, though, In other countries, they do have surges. Germany has about another 170,000 cases today. South Korea, another 347,000 cases today. Russia, another 19,000 cases. UK, 45,000 cases. Japan, 32,000 cases. Netherlands, 30,000 cases. Australia, another 60,000 cases. So I think China has gone into a lockdown of certain provinces because of their surges. So, sadly, COVID is not going away. But I think we're starting to, you know, learn that, realize, we've been saying this for a while now, that this is something we've got to live with. And if you don't want to get sick, avoid crowds. You know, if you do get sick, you know, fluids, you know, bone up on your vitamins, rest, and then if at all you start having shortness of breath or something doesn't seem right, get yourself seen right away, because the sooner we can take care of you, the better. Now, the hardest hit region, which I had noticed, because did you notice Jen Psaki and then the other White House deputy secretary came down with COVID, and Obama, I guess, tested positive for COVID, and Hillary Clinton? It really seemed to be the East, Northeast, and they say that currently, right now, the hardest hit region does continue to be the Northeast. Apparently, more than 70% of cases appear to be the Omicron variant. They say the South and the Mountain West are seeing the fewest cases. They say it has only caused about 1/3 of the infections in those regions. Those will later, you know, come. It'll go across the United States. How serious is it? We're not being told much. From my understanding and from the patients I have, you know, on the east side of the country, it's seeming to be, you know, I got a sore throat, got runny nose, got cough. You know, it seems to be mild, but I can't say that for sure. You know, our hospitalizations do not seem to be overwhelmed. But the other problem we also have now is a kind of an apathy when it comes to COVID. And so when somebody does go, oh gosh, I'm not testing, I'm not even, forget it, I'm not calling out of work again, no one's going to believe me, we just got through Omicron in January, no. So my only worry is people might try to fight it on their own and then sadly wait till it does get worse. So we'll know more in the coming weeks. Now, another kind of groundbreaking study that I don't like, that bothers me a lot, is fathers taking a common diabetes medication prior to conceiving a child can increase that child's risk of birth defects by at least 40%. Now, most young men don't have diabetes, but it is growing. You have many men that do, and many men are put on metformin, brand name Glucophage, but they're put on metformin if people identify them as being pre-diabetic. Well, the problem with that is, in this study, if you took it within the months prior to conception, especially within 3 months, it raised the risk of birth defects pretty significantly. Now, the medication shouldn't necessarily be bad, you know, in terms of fertility, because diabetes hurts fertility. Diabetes hurts testosterone production. Yet, I could see why it's a concern. So, study authors were from the University of Southern Denmark. They looked at 1.1 million babies born between the years 1997 and 2016. And they looked at fathers who had type 2 diabetes and the medications they were on and how long it affected their offspring. And the insulin didn't seem to have an effect on the infants, but metformin did. They said the birth defects occurred in a higher rate, more so in male babies who exhibited genital birth defects. I know some of you are like, oh, Dr. Gaia, that's not politically correct. They said male. They said the baby's male. The father. They didn't say it was a birthing parent. In medicine, sometimes, and I noticed that, the Danish, they were not going to, you know, they had to say, look, you know, if we see guys and fathers take metformin, I don't know how else you would say make that politically correct these days. And again, Europe doesn't seem to have the same pressure on them as they do in America. So I apologize if I'm not being gender neutral in this discussion, but in medicine, it's very difficult to try to convey, you know, what's going on in a paternal introduction of medication to fetus that may also have paternal traits. I don't want to be unprogressive. I don't want to insult anybody, but the way the study is written is men who take metformin prior to making babies might affect the male babies. Okay? Are those born with male sex characteristics. So, they said the offspring whose fathers filled a metformin prescription the year before or after sperm development had referenced birth defect frequencies, and then they gave those, as in unexposed siblings of exposed offspring. Among metformin-exposed offspring, genital birth defects, all in boys, were more common. And the proportion of male offspring was lower. So they concluded that preconception paternal metformin treatment is associated with major birth defects, particularly genital birth defects in boys. Further research should replicate these findings and clarify the causation. Now, previous studies have found that metformin reduces androgen and testosterone levels. That's why we use it in women with PCOS, polycystic ovarian syndrome. Many women are on metformin, and people are like, oh, so you're diabetic? Like, no, I'm taking it for my PCOS. It helps with weight loss. It helps decrease androgen production. But men, if they're diabetic and they aren't being treated, they can have fertility issues and issues with testosterone production, which is why sometimes your testosterone drops as we notice you start becoming diabetic. So we do need more studies. So metformin is in this class of medication that it's less expensive than insulin. It could be taken orally, which is why people like it, but it works on some. It doesn't work on everybody, but I like it. It's my go-to for people with diabetes if they tolerate it, and it decreases insulin resistance. You end up having less fasting insulin levels and lower sugar levels, but it doesn't cause the hypoglycemia like glipizide and glyburide does. And, you know, you do have to be careful with those with kidney disease, and we used to, with glucophage, never give it to pregnant women. If women are on metformin, we used to only give insulin. Not so much because it caused birth defects, but because it would cause there was a link to miscarriage. Now they're starting to find, you know what, the benefits may outweigh the risks, and for some women, metformin may be fine. So some women are, you know, maintained on it, but that's a conversation between you and your OB. But when I was training, we just put everybody on insulin. It was safer at the time. So the science is evolving, and science has a right to evolve. But this is one of those studies where we do need to not underestimate what gets transferred to our feti. And, you know, we're very energetic about vaccines. You know, we want our moms to get the flu vaccine. We want our moms to get the COVID vaccine. And we've been, so far, seeing some great data. But what bothers me, and I think what bothers a lot of pregnant women, is men have been on metformin for a while. Why is this only coming out now in 2022? Just like, remember there was that Tylenol study where Tylenol might cause birth issues. Why now, when women have been using Tylenol this whole time? So I know a lot of people are like, look, the science might look good now, but how do I know the science doesn't change later? 1-877-DOCTOR-DELLY.
If you're like most Americans, you're pretty much in disbelief with what's going on in the world. As we all know, global problems are having local consequences. Too many of them. And if the peanut butter really hits the fan, are you ready? Grocery store supply chains are only as strong as their weakest link. Don't wait for them to break. Now's the time to secure emergency food for everyone in your family. My Patriot Supply is America's largest preparedness company. Our specially packaged and delicious food stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. It'll be there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and pick up several emergency food kits. There are a dozen different sizes that average over 2,000 calories per day. Our food kits will ship quickly and discreetly to your door. Having food storage in your home beats government food lines hands down. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com today and prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Home prices are still soaring nationwide. The S&P CoreLogic Case-Shiller Index for January shows a 19.2% annual gain in home prices from 1 year ago, Phoenix topping the list with a 32% annual increase. President Biden says he's making no apologies for his comments that Russian President Vladimir Putin cannot remain in power. This as the White House is continuing to clarify Biden's remarks. Senate Minority Leader from Kentucky Mitch McConnell claims the Biden administration can't keep their foreign policy straight.
The wild swings between the administration's overly cautious, almost skittish official posture and the president's emotional freelancing is becoming dizzying.
The president set to sign an anti-lynching bill into law today. USA Radio News. An increase in COVID cases is causing one country to lock down.
China has begun its most extensive COVID-19 lockdown in 2 years. Officials there will conduct mass testing and address a growing outbreak in Shanghai as part of its zero COVID strategy. The city lockdown is expected to be conducted in two phases. The financial district will be locked down through Friday, while a vast part of its downtown area will start a five-day lockdown on Friday. For USA Radio News, I'm Kenneth Burns in New York.
Alaska Republican Congressman Don Young is being honored Tuesday at the nation's capital. Young died earlier this month at the age of 88. He was the longest-serving House Republican in history. Young's body lying in state today after a ceremony and a viewing for members of Congress. Second COVID booster shots from Moderna and Pfizer have been authorized by the FDA for adults 50 and older. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
We are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, the Dr. Dahlia Show. All right, so I have a little puppy dog. I love my little puppy dog, little Uzi. And, you know, I take her around the neighborhood, and there's other dogs around. And I'm like, oh, my gosh, let's go. You know, and Uzi gets all excited when she sees another dog. And so she's like, oh, my God, then she barks. And then she drags me so they can go to another dog. And then they sniff each other. And they talk to each other and all that. And then my dog's like, I'm done. All right, so then she goes off and she does her poo-poo. And then she kind of does a thing. I have to pick up the poo-poo. I have to find the garbage. And it's a whole little routine. But then she kind of goes off because she sees another dog in the neighborhood. Well, I've been noticing some of the parents have been not allowing my little puppy dog to go up to them. And I see when they see Uzi, they start to run the other way. Okay? Now, they do it with other dogs, too, because then there's another dog that's coming around, and I see them just, now, I'm like, well, maybe it's because their dogs start to get a little crazy. Some dogs might bite other dogs, and I get it. You know, I get some people have breeds that are a little, you know, persnippy, and that's a term for it, where the dogs kind of, you know, they don't like other dogs. Maybe they get a little aggressive with other dogs. So I get it. I get it. You know, I have a very friendly dog and a dog, you know, but when people come over, she gets pretty loud and barking. But she doesn't bite. She just, you know, loud, which is fantastic. It's a great security system because I know what's going on. I could be in the shower and I know that somebody's coming home or somebody's near the house because she just goes crazy. But one reason why I think some people are starting to be a little bit more standoffish is because of dog viruses, doggy flu. Now, doggy flu is usually an influenza, I think more of like a type A, and I'm not a veterinarian, all right? So I should. I know a really cool veterinarian. I should probably ask her if she wants to come on to talk about that. But and call into the show, 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. But in terms of this sort of new development that we're seeing in the news, apparently in South Florida, they are warning dog owners that there is a complex of respiratory illnesses that are now starting to spread pretty rapidly among dogs. Now, I think they have found the culprit. I think it's a pneumovirus, but I think it's high time for those of us with dogs for us to talk about CIRDC, or canine infectious respiratory disease complex. Some people are calling it doggy COVID. It's not doggy COVID per se. Coronavirus can be a part of the complex, but we're not really talking about dog COVID. We're talking about a complex group of illnesses that could affect the dog that could look like the flu, be flu-like, might be self-limited, go away on its own, but it could also kill them. So you need to be aware when flu goes around. And so if people don't have the memo, they end up letting their dogs go and play with other dogs, go to the dog park or whatever, and then it spreads like wildfire, and now you have a sick dog. So I figured we should just talk about it really, really quickly, especially for those of you guys that have doggies. So Miami-Dade Animal Services is educating dog owners about this canine infectious respiratory disease complex. They say, please keep yourself informed on the symptoms, and I'll tell you what they are. If you suspect your dog may have become infected, please visit your veterinarian for PCR testing and supportive treatment. So CIRDC, or canine infectious respiratory disease complex, is kind of one of the most common. You know, it's kind of a cluster of illnesses that could affect them. It doesn't mean they're going to get all of them by any means. It could be one of them. But it's very contagious. And so if your dog is at a kennel, if it's at a groomer, if it's at a dog park, they spread it. If they aren't social distancing, they spread it. It's very contagious. And since it's respiratory, it's droplet transmission, which means they could spread it or airborne. Does not affect humans or cats. So your little kitty cats, your dog, you know, because I know my cats had a little meeting with me going, wait a second, have we heard about this flu? You know, is this enough for us to eject, you know, the dog from the house? I'm like, no, we're not ejecting anybody from the house. I'll eject your tushies if you even bring it up again. But the dog's here to stay. The dog's part of the family. Nice try. But it shouldn't affect cats. I still don't like animals being sick among other animals, so I'd still separate them. But technically, this is just a canine infectious respiratory disease complex. So viral culprits are like parainfluenza, adenovirus, respiratory coronavirus, distinct from enteric coronavirus. Remember, coronavirus, you could have a coronavirus that affects the GI. There's also respiratory coronavirus, herpes virus, and pneumovirus. They think this latest outbreak is pneumovirus, but there are bacterial culprits like Bordetella, bronchiseptica, streptococcus, and subspecies Zoepidemicus, Mycoplasma subspecies, with species related to the Mycoplasma genus. So there, you know, there's obviously multiple culprits that could cause this. So what are the symptoms? So if your dog gets sick, it's very interesting. Everybody thinks it's going to be not all dogs, you know, cough. They'll sneeze. They might not be playful. They might seem tired. They might look like they're labored breathing. You're like, oh, man, they're panting. They might be excited to see me. That could be labored breathing. They also might not want to play as much. You know when your dog is acting, you just know. But remember, they're not animals. They're not, or they're not humans. They're not furry humans. Their eyes could also water. They might also gag a lot from the inflammation within their windpipe or So you might see them gag sometimes. Don't go, oh, it was a hairball. You know, keep in mind that that could be something going on. And of course, their eyes could be watering. So it acts similar to like coronavirus would, but it's not necessarily coronavirus. For some of these dogs, they might get better in a few days. Others, they might take a few weeks. The incubation period could be anywhere from a few days to a few weeks. But sadly, they might need hospitalization. So how do you treat something like this? Well, it all depends on what the cause is. If it's viral, we don't necessarily have, you know, antivirals per se, so you do supportive measures, fluids, you know, things to make sure they're still eating well, make sure they're still in good temperatures, you know, that they aren't, you know, stuck outside in the cold. A lot of people get their dogs outside. Don't have a dog outside in the colder heat. Get them to an ambient temperature. You should be doing that anyway. But if it's bacterial, then we could do antibiotics, or the veterinarian will do antibiotics for the animal. So sometimes cultures are taken. Reach out to the veterinarian. Don't be treating this yourself. All right. If at all you think a dog is sick, let the veterinarian decide. Then if the veterinarian says supportive measures, or we have a medication we could use, let them do that. Remember, these animals, when they crump quickly. And so, you know, you're like, well, the animal was fine. But still, me as a doctor, I'm still shocked at how animals progress differently, you know, from even infants. And how, you know, they might even, like, right now, I really believe my cat is acting. That cat that we were supposed to put down, because the doctor says, look, he's not going to survive chemo. He's not going to survive a lot of things. We need to put him down. And I go, well, let me take him home to say goodbye to the kids, and then we'll bring him back tomorrow over the weekend to put him down. We'll say goodbye. I get to hold him. Yeah, he's still running around the house. Every time I look at him, he stands up. He's like, I'm good. And I'm like, you sure? Because, you know, I'm supposed to take it to the farm. He's like, no, I'm good. And then he eats. He asks for food. He's acting normal. And I know that but he says he's not in pain. I mean, he says he's not in pain, but he's not acting like he's in pain. He's playing. He's going through the doggy door. He's having sex with the other cat. So for now, you know, I do have medicine for him for pain. But, yeah, it's just one of those things. These cats, man, he'll do anything to not go back to the vet. So you really need to know your animal and keep in touch or keep tabs. So what kind of dogs get these? It's any dog specific. It doesn't have to be just one type of breed. Keep in mind the little puppies are more at risk, such as the older ones or those who are immunocompromised. So avoid direct contact with other dogs. Avoid putting them in kennels if you don't have to. See, keep in mind, we're going to see more flu because people are traveling. And they're like, you know what? I'm going to go away for the week. So they put their dog in a kennel. Or they have dogs go to another house with other dogs. So we're also seeing people more go outside now that there's no more snow, cold weather. So we are seeing animals start to, you know, make sure your animals are up to date on their vaccines. And try to avoid stress. Don't be scaring them. You know, don't be, you know, just you know, because that doesn't help. 1-877-DOC-TELLY.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Hey, guys. Dr. Dahlia here. We love our drivers out there, and many of you are in need of renewing your CDL. Well, if you're in Southern Nevada, we've got the place for you. Your DOT physical can be done by calling 702-562-8800 and mention this ad. You'll get a discount. Easy, convenient hours to get you back on the road. So for your CDL DOT physical, call 702-562-8800 and drive safely. Hey guys, gals, Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have just become single and it's been years since you've dated? Well, you need to be careful out there as there's a lot of pitfalls and scams. But there's also true love. So I recommend reading our Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. We'll give you the scoop on scammers, STDs, and what makes the best first date. Go to my website at drdahlia.com and click on the Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. That's drdahlia.com.
Eating, working, living pain-free. These are things many of us take for granted. But for many adults with disabilities who are elderly or have serious medical issues, dental care is simply unaffordable. Dental Lifeline Network is looking for dentists who can change this. DLN is asking dentists and their teams to volunteer to just see one of the many patients in need. You can literally change a life. When you volunteer with DLN's donated dental services program to C1, you treat a pre-qualified patient in your office at your convenience. We handle the details so you can focus on the care. Lack of dental care can lead to the inability to have life-saving surgery, eat, or contribute to our community. If you are a dentist or know a dentist, please share this message. Will you see one? Visit willyouseeone.org to help change one life in your community today.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally, and it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Extend your life with ExtendoVite.
When your doctor tells you you have bad cholesterol or blockages in the arteries, what do you do? When diet and exercise is not enough, we try medications and hope for the best. For the last 2 decades, I have been telling people about a natural method to help solve these problems and more. Extendivite can help maintain cardiovascular health and lower blood lipid levels in adults. The 7 herbs in Extendivite are known to work together synergistically to get the results we hope for. There are many testimonials on Extendivite's effect on circulatory-related ailments. Get Extendivite today to start your journey back to a healthier life. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com or see us on amazon.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
We are back on Dr. Dahlia's show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DAHLI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. Jason is our producer, and he is going to get to the phone lines. Keep your calls coming at 1-877-DOC-DAHLI, 1-877-DOCDALI. So we do have a little bit of an update here. They say Russia is already starting to withdraw some of its forces from the Kyiv region. They're announcing it would, quote, radically reduce military activity at peace talks in Turkey today. And U.S. and U.K. intelligence have confirmed this by identifying movements in Kremlin battalion tactical groups around the capital after Deputy Defense Minister Alexander Fomin said their troops would start to scale back operations in Kyiv and Chernihiv. According to Downing Street in the U.K., there have been some reduction in Russian bombardment around Kyiv, largely because Ukrainian forces have been successfully pushing back the Russian offensive in the northwest part of the city. Hallelujah, praise the Lord. I this can't come quick enough, but sadly, it doesn't necessarily mean they're out of the woods. They say fighting continues. There's heavy bombardment in Mariupol and other areas, so we don't want to see anything less than a complete withdrawal of Russian forces from Ukraine territory. According to Daily Mail, security officials believe the move is an acknowledgement of Russia's failure to encircle and capture Kyiv in a matter of days, as it had planned at the onset of the invasion. Yeah, that was pretty bold and cocky of them to think they could come in and they could take on the the capital of a real strong and passionate people. It was stupid for them to think. I only worry, though, if they're going to kind of do this bait and switch sort of thing. Or I remember the Troy movie, right, with Orlando Bloom and Brad Pitt, where they were like, all right, we'll leave. Here's the Trojan horse. And then what they did is they hid in a cove. All the ships hid in a cove. I don't really see how that was very, realistic in terms of being able to back it up and things like that. That had to obviously take some work. So they thought the Trojan horse, they thought the horse was a gift. They would, except Orlando Bloom was like, burn it. That they didn't want to burn it. I was like, yeah, burn the sucker. But there were people in there, like Odysseus and Achilles. And then they got out of the Trojan horse when it was sitting there inside the city. They were able to open up the gate, and then they were able, that was the fall of Troy. So you do worry that this could be a tactic. But again, so many eyes are on this that if Russia does make a move, I think people will know. Turkey has hailed the move as the most significant process in negotiations so far, and it will raise hopes that Putin will ease off the savage bombardment of Ukraine. So Fulman said the Ministry of Defense of the Russian Federation has taken the decision to radically reduce combat operations in the Kyiv and Chernihiv areas in order to boost mutual trust and create the necessary conditions for further negotiations for the signing of the aforementioned agreement. So I think what they want to move towards is splitting Ukraine, which is no fair to Ukraine. I mean, this really is, I mean, Ukraine deserves its whole country. And it is not a compromise, because the part Russia will get are the port cities. And no, that's not okay. So, Ukraine, I don't think we've heard officially yet from Zelensky on how that went. I mean, my guess is, if he didn't have to filter it, it would be very, it would be pretty colorful. But my concern with this is Russia might need to regroup. Russia, this might be a temporary stall. So, in the meantime, CNN is reporting that the Singapore Prime Minister, as well as Biden, issued a joint statement condemning the invasion. They say the war in Ukraine has a negative impact on the Indo-Pacific region, which already faces many complex challenges. Taken together, the opportunities and challenges of the 21st century demand deeper cooperation between us, where all eyes are kind of on the Indo-Pacific region as people are watching what could happen now with China. European countries have expelled Russian diplomats and intelligence officers, are being told that today they are expelling the diplomats. According to the Dutch Ministry of Foreign Affairs, the Netherlands expelled 17 Russian intelligence officers attached to Russian diplomats in the country. They said the decision was based on information from Dutch intelligence and security services, naming the Russian officers as a threat to national security. So on one end, it looks like there's, some movement that there may be, hopefully some light at the end of the tunnel to the war ending. On the other end, we have the Dutch Ministry of Foreign Affairs, Netherlands, expelling. Belgium has expelled 21 Russian diplomats. Ireland and the Czech Republic have also ejected Russian diplomats. And then Ireland also. So with as we move with this, Russia is going to want to reunite or want to repair. I mean, I don't know if they want to. This is assuming they are moving in that direction. Then they are going to want to repair as quickly as possible relationships with Europe and then relationships with America. This could take time. And I just don't trust Putin. If the repair doesn't happen quick enough, he could get grumpy. So I'm, you know, a little nervous about some of the hurdles that we're seeing. So they say the future of Crimea and the Donbas region, Ukraine's neutral status protected by security guarantees, pullback of Russian forces, these are things that are to be brought up today between Putin and Zelensky. The Ukrainians might be willing to just, not necessarily try to, reclaim Crimea. The problem with all this is when you look at the long game, what's Russia doing? They took Crimea, then they tried to take more. Ukraine pushed back, so they might grab whatever territories they can, and then what, in a few years later, they're going to come back? This is, they really destroyed large amounts of Ukraine. This is something that was going to then be followed up or chased with a punishments, right? And war criminal charges and trials. So I'm wondering if even if there is an agreement planned between Putin and Ukraine, what's going to be the relationship with Russia and other countries, especially those that are going to, go after him for what he did. If Ukraine says, we will let bygones be bygones, that is also a very concerning move. And that's obviously going to kind of still put the world in a position where, wait a second here, no, Russia can't just do this and then kind of beat somebody into, submitting part of their country. Some of the U.S. troops are in Poland right now training some Ukrainians on weapons that they sent. Just because we have, fancy technology doesn't mean everybody knows how to use them. Same thing with the fighter jets. When Ukrainians said, look, we need fighter jets, they were like, look, we know how to, we could use them. And there were some concerns on the American side that they don't have enough pilots for those. So the U.K. is demanding complete withdrawal of Russian forces from Ukraine. Britain does not want to see anything less than complete withdrawal, we're finding out. And then a Russian negotiator says, just because we're de-escalating around Kyiv and Chernihiv, this does not mean a ceasefire. The U.S. general says there could be an intel gap that caused the U.S. to overestimate Russia's capabilities. Really, you think? This is according to CNN. General Todd Walters, commander of the U.S. European Command, so there could be an intelligence gap between the U.S. intelligence gathered that caused the U.S. to overestimate Russia's capability and underestimate Ukraine's defense capability in the current Ukraine crisis. Ukraine had been preparing for this. I'm just so proud of them. But sadly, they're still taking huge tolls. 1-877-DOCTELLY.
If you're like most Americans, you're pretty much in disbelief with what's going on in the world. As we all know, global problems are having local consequences. Too many of them. And if the peanut butter really hits the fan, are you ready? Grocery store supply chains are only as strong as their weakest link. Don't wait for them to break. Now's the time to secure emergency food for everyone in your family. My Patriot Supply is America's largest preparedness company. Our specially packaged and delicious food stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. It'll be there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and pick up several emergency food kits. There are a dozen different sizes that average over 2,000 calories per day. Our food kits will ship quickly and discreetly to your door. Having food storage in your home beats government food lines hands down. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com today and prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind in paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-932-5140. 800-932-5140. 800-932-5140. That's 800-932-5140.